But anyways, I'm not going to get in the middle of it because I'm not here as an activist. I'm here as a journalist. So I don't think they know what to do. I'm sure they probably call the local authorities right now, and they'll show up in a bit. But so far, no one has been hurt. People are just really angry and upset. And members of the church are trying to get them to calm down. But this is the beginning of what's going to happen here. When you violate people's due process, when you pull people off the street, you start dragging them and hurting them and not abiding by the Constitution, when you start doing all of that, people get upset and angry. And if you remember what the Civil Rights Movement was about, the Civil Rights Movement was about these very kinds of protests. And for some reason, in our modern era, people think that in order to have protests, you got to be, you know, cordoned off to a certain area and, you know, what time you can protest. There's nothing in the Constitution that tells you what time you can protest. You can protest at any time. That's the whole point of it, is to disrupt, is to make uncomfortable. And that's what they're doing. And that's what I believe when I say everyone has to be willing to sacrifice something. You have to make people uncomfortable in these times. If you see how uncomfortable people, uncomfortably, and how harsh people are being treated on the streets, you have to be willing to go into places and disrupt and make people uncomfortable. That is what this country is about.